As we always say, stay informed, do your own research, and be up to date with the market. Say Yes to Fire brings you the freshest crypto news weekly. Right here, right now, 2 minutes of the most relevant events. Ready?
Hell yeah! I personally want to stay updated with the most critical financial events that are going to affect my portfolio, the latest trends, market insights. But who has the time, right? We know you're a busy bee, so Say Yes to Fire on mydailycryptonews.com brought you the freshest crypto news for you, right here, right now. Ready? Let's go first to the biggest crypto news of this week. Missouri mayor wants to give every resident $1,000 in Bitcoin. Johnson Stewart, the mayor of Coal Valley, Missouri, has petitioned to give each resident up to $1,000 in Bitcoin. This deal comes with a catch, though. 1,500 residents will not be able to touch the Bitcoin for a set amount of years. Venezuela's central bank announces digital currency. This will be the digital currency version of Venezuela's native physical currency, the Bolivar. The central bank of Venezuela will adopt the digital currency dubbed Bolivar Digital, which is set for circulation at the start of October. Dogecoin Foundation rebooted Elon's Musk associate and Vitalik Buterin among board advisors. The team officially reestablishes Dogecoin Foundation after 6 years. The Dogecoin Foundation was originally established as a non-profit in 2014, 1 year after the creation of Dogecoin. Now they are coming back to support core developers and projects benefiting the cryptocurrency. Some of the board members include Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin, Dogecoin core developer Max Keller, and Dogecoin co-founder Billy Marcus, and Musk's associate Jared Birchall, who is CEO at Neuralink. Currently, Dogecoin is the seventh largest crypto by market cap, with a $41 billion market capitalization. Binance to enforce KYC, Know Your Customer processes on all users. On August 20, Binance instituted Know Your Customer KYC processes for all customers. According to the platform, new users will only have access to the services such as crypto deposits, withdrawals, and trading once they have verified their identity. The requirement also extends to existing Binance users. Let's go to NFT news. Quick note, if you want to learn more about NFTs and the technology behind it, don't forget to listen to episode 11 of this podcast called NFTs as Creative Investments with Decentricity from Asosiasi Blockchain Indonesia. Let's continue with NFT news. OpenSea sees $1 billion worth of USD dollars in trading volume in August. OpenSea, the world's first and largest NFT marketplace, hit a major milestone only midway through August, OMG. According to data from Dapprather, OpenSea has processed over 385,500 Ethers worth $1.2 billion in trading volume in the last 30 days. And now a big one. Visa purchased a CryptoPunk for $160,000. Visa announced on August 23rd that it had spent nearly 50 Ethers for a CryptoPunk NFT, a price of $160,000. It's great to see companies like Visa that see the potential of NFTs and crypto adoption. Let's finish with some feel-good crypto news. Dogecoin is going to help real dogs. Chicago Animal Shelter now accepts crypto. POS Chicago, building no-kill communities, is an animal rescue organization aiming to have shelters stop using euthanasia for its resident cats and dogs. On Tuesday, August 24th, POS Chicago said it will be accepting Bitcoin, Ether, Dogecoin, and other tokens to support its operations. According to the organization, crypto donations might be used to further its goals of reducing the number of shelter animals euthanized in the United States by spying and neutering cats and dogs. POS Chicago said it has provided 30,000 such surgeries in its 25 years of operation, helping reduce the number of homeless animals killed in the Chicago area by 91%. That's all for this week. Remember, go to mydailycryptonews.com for details. The website also has updated cryptocurrency market prices and tools to analyze them, just like your Yahoo Finance, but for crypto. Till next time.